Wisconsin has a lot of farmers markets. They seem fairly popular, but what kind of impact do they have on local communities, local economies, the people who live in their area, and the people who grow the food? There aren't a lot of detailed answers to those questions, but a new project in partnership with UW-Madison and the Farmers Market Coalition will try to provide some answers. It's called the Farmers Market Metric Project. It has some funding from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The man behind this project is here in the studio now, Alfonso Morales. He's Associate Professor of Urban and Regional Planning at UW-Madison. He's here to discuss the new project and how farmers markets affect their communities. Alfonso, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks very much, Rob. Good evening to you all.
Well, a big new project, an exciting one for you. What are you hoping to get out of this?
Well, my principal concern is to be another example of the Wisconsin idea, in that our work is to empower market managers in markets around the country in understanding and advancing their goals through measurement processes that they learn how to execute.
And one thing I was kind of surprised at, actually, is how little data, how little information we have about the impacts of farmers markets, which it seems like are all over the place.
It's fascinating. It really is. The USDA did a census of markets along with an understanding of their economic activity in 1919.
1919.
And, of course, markets had been very important at the turn of the century in central cities, in large urban areas, to provide food for the populations of those cities to increase food access. So back to the future, the markets are again serving the same purposes today.
Before we get into the role of farmers markets, I want to talk a little more about this farmers market metric project. I gather you have three pilot projects going along with this. What tell us about those?
Right. The project has nine markets that we'll work with in three different parts of the country, in the Chesapeake Bay Area, northern Appalachia, southern Ohio, and along the Gulf Coast, Mississippi and Louisiana. And we selected those parts of the country in part because I knew that I had partnerships that ongoing or that I could develop here in Wisconsin to advance the project, but also because the Farmers Market Coalition, which is our big community partner, had strong relationships in those regions as well.
So let's talk more generally about farmers markets. Well, we don't have rock solid data on the economic success of farmers markets. Do we have some sense of what they do for local economies?
Yes, we do. Actually, you're absolutely right. We don't have national level data. However, markets for 15, 20 years, I was among the people in the current situation and the contemporary scholars who did work on the economic impact of markets 20 years ago. So we have research data from individual markets in different places around the country. But we don't have longitudinal data, and market managers don't actually know how to collect their own data and analyze it and report it to their stakeholders. So we're advancing their organizational capacity through this.
So in a lot of ways, if I'm organizing a farmer's market and maybe I'm on the city council or something like that, I'm guessing about the impact.
You are. You're guessing about the impact. You have anecdotes, right? You see a lot of activity in the market. You see your vendors coming back year after year after year. So you know people are making money. You know people are enjoying the market. You know people may be marginally healthier because they walk to the market or bike to the market and they eat the fresh produce from the market. You know that the market has a broad impact across a number of different things in your community, but you haven't quite figured out how to get to that.
Mm-hmm. And I know that's part of what you're going to try to measure. Also, just those intangibles. You touched on that a little. Building community, creating a cohesive culture in your city, town, area. Are you going to try to measure the impact of that? And how do you measure that?
That's a really good question. There's simple ways to measure it. So, for instance, the Dane County Farmers Market is free speech. Right, the only people who can sell there have to grow their own food. The food has to come from Wisconsin. However, a number of different organizations can put up booths there and advertise whatever the information that they want to advertise. So, in terms of community building, some people might say, "Well, if it's not what I believe, then it's not building community." But I think that broadly speaking, we're interested in the pluralism of beliefs and making opportunities available for people to talk to each other.
Is that kind of political soapbox opportunity the norm, though, for farmers markets, or is that an exception for the one on the Capitol Square there?
That is a good question, and that is not something I can actually answer. That is part of the problem
here. Yeah.
That's part of the research, is to eventually, after the course of this grant, that we have easy to use instruments, data collection instruments, that market managers and their affiliates can use at markets around the country.
We're talking to Alfonso Morales about farmers markets and how they affect communities. There's not a lot of data out there, he's finding, and he's kicking off a big project to measure economic impact, health impact, community impact, and more of farmers markets, big and small. We want to hear from you on this, though. What role do you think farmers markets play in your community? Do you go to the farmers market in your town? What do you love about farmers markets? Are you a farmer involved in these, or maybe even an organizer who has ideas of the kind of info you'd like to have at your in your toolkit? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also send an email, talk@wpr.org. We're continuing our conversation now with Alfonso Morales about the role farmers markets play in our communities, the economic role, the health role, community building, and more. He's kicking off a big project to collect a lot of information and then share it with people who run farmers markets. And you can join the conversation now at 800-642-1234. What's the role of a farmers market in your community? Do you have a favorite farmers market in Wisconsin or elsewhere for that matter? What makes it work for you? What makes it special? What makes it effective? And are you a farmer who sells at a market? Give us a call at 800-642-1234 or email talk@wpr.org. We'll go to our callers now. We've got Matt on the line in Middleton. Matt, hi, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. I'm a grower in the Madison, Wisconsin area, and I've got a couple of comments. One, I think the Dane County Farmers Market is a great market, but it's also the number one market in the United States, so it's not a good, in my opinion, market to compare others to, because the size of the market and the potential customer base is so much larger than most of the smaller communities around Wisconsin. In addition, the farms that sell at the Dane County Farmers Markets usually are much larger. So coupling a farm that has more product to sell with customers who are willing to pay more makes for a much better viable market than, say, some of the outlying communities where the people who live there expect prices to be lower than grocery store or at grocery store. The foot traffic is lower, and the definition of what is a farmer is very nebulous. Backyard gardeners are considered farmers.
Gotcha. So, Matt, thank you so much. You're nodding along, Alfonso.
Oh, absolutely, Matt. I totally appreciate you. I grew up in agriculture myself, in conventional agriculture in New Mexico, and I understand how big players seem to be the ones who get ahead, and everybody else doesn't always seem to get ahead as far ahead as the big players. And so you're absolutely correct. The Dane County Farmer Market is absolutely unique in this country as the largest producer-only farmer's market. And you're right that it's hard for folks at the smaller markets around the city and around the state to show the same side of profit levels and whatnot. However, I do think, and I would wonder, maybe we can talk about this offline, if your economic activity, your particular market that you sell at is increasing. I know that I shop at Westside Markets here in the city, and they're quite busy. They've become more busy in the last 10 years. So I wonder about that. And then in terms of price points, again, you're very right. So often people go to a farmer's market and think that they're going to get a bargain in the same way that they get a bargain at Maxwell Street Days or at a flea market. And no, you know, it's one of the things that's hard for people to understand is the special value of locally grown food and how that money circulates locally, or more of that circulates locally than when they go shop at their grocery store.
Matt, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. To the affordability issue, I know you work with some farmers markets. You've looked at how food stamps or SNAP benefits fit into the farmers market scene.
Sure, absolutely. So 100 years ago, as I mentioned, markets were seen as essential parts of urban food systems, and they were invited. They were cities made regulatory opportunities for markets and created markets in order to serve food access. In our contemporary scene, that is happening in lower income parts of big cities. But it's largely in order to enable those people who live in those parts to utilize their SNAP benefits, their food stamps or their government benefits. And in a number of places around the country, there are even double bucks programs to address Matt's question, right? If a farmer goes to set up in a poor part of a city, they may not make a lot of money. So the only way they'll make money is if they move a lot of product. And one way to get them to move a lot of product is by giving their consumers, by effectively doubling the dollars that the consumer can spend at the market.
We hear a lot about food deserts in urban areas. Are farmers markets being viewed by organizers, maybe even policymakers, as partial solutions?
Yes, they are. And food deserts, of course, is a complicated term, and we don't need to try and develop all but just to put it straightforwardly, there are places with poor access to fresh food. And farmers markets are definitely being used by governments around the country. Chicago's a notable example. To increase access to healthy food in those places. However, as the previous caller indicated, it is not always easy for those vendors to remain economically viable. They may have social benefits or health benefits, but if there's not economic opportunity, it's hard to keep vendors going.
Back to our callers now with Angie on the line in Milwaukee. Angie, hi.
Oh, hello. Thanks for taking my call. I've been involved in the South Shore Farmers Market for 16 years. It's in Milwaukee, in Bayview, right along the lakefront, and it's consistently valued as one of the top, if not the top, farmers market. And we have a lot of them in Milwaukee now. But as far as evaluation, we've always commented that our market contributes to the community, quality of life in the community. And I wonder if two metrics that we've observed might be included in the evaluation, which is property values and realtors marketing the proximity to the farmer's market as an asset to their house value. And then the second thing is we have a lineup of really good musicians that use it as a springing point for other venues and CD sales. So those are two other assets.
Angie, thanks for the call. I'm laughing because Alfonso is nodding and giving a thumbs up there. Let's hit property values first.
Sure, Angie, what a great comment. Thank you very much. Please email me because I would love to work with you if you so see fit. The first research on this question was done in New York City around community gardens. The question was, do community gardens enhance property values or not? And the answer was yes. Proximity to a community garden enhance property value. Now, I have attempted to advance this work around marketplaces. Needless to say, it's a very complicated research question. Nonetheless, I'm trying to make progress towards it because, Angie, there are many anecdotes like what you just shared, and I would appreciate it truly if you hollered at me.
And you thumbs up to music at
Indeed.
The farmer's market.
And community building, social life. It's farmer's markets and marketplaces, generally speaking. Madison, Milwaukee, they're famous for them. Around the country, of course, markets of all kinds build community spirit and make opportunities for people to visit with each other or to be present to each other in the things that they do. I guess the last thing that I might say about this, Angie, is that Bayview's a great neighborhood. I love that coffee house over there. I wish I could remember the particular street address, but I've been to Bayview a number of times, and you have a great part of a great city.
Angie, thanks for the call. Bill is on the line now in Madison. Bill, hi.
Hi. It's good to be with you today. I think I heard that your researcher will be looking at the health impacts of farmers markets. How would one measure the health impacts from a quantitative standpoint?
Bill, thanks. That does sound complicated.
Yeah, it's extremely complicated, especially made more complicated by the fact that we are not measuring for our own academic purposes as much as attempting to give market managers the tools to make some better understandings of their activities than they currently have. However, having said that, let's say that a market manager is interested in providing healthy food for their community. One quantitative measure would be how many acres of organic or similarly branded land is under cultivation and produces food that vendors then sell at that market. That's one measure. Another measure might be how, in terms of individual health, this is, again, very difficult to quantify, but anecdotally, the market manager might ask, how many of our shoppers are walking or biking from their residence to our market? Is there more? Are there more people on the street, you might say? Are there fewer cars? You know, so that's a very tenuous sort of approach, but an approach.
Alfonso, before we're done, I know you've mentioned you want to hear from some of our callers, and I know you want to hear from farmers market managers. How can people, other stakeholders, reach you if they want to get involved?
Sure, they can Google me, Alfonso Morales. I come to the top. Or either me or the guy with the same name is an archaeologist at Oxford. It's kind of funny. But it's either going to be him or me. My email address is morales1@wisc.edu. And I welcome folks' interaction. We have the Farmers Market Coalition is an important player in this, and we are very interested in your support.
Alfonso, thanks for coming up to the studio today.
Thank you.
That's Alfonso Morales. He's Associate Professor of Urban and Regional Planning at UW-Madison.